So to explore the nuance, okay, because I think it's really subtle when we are talking about law of attraction. So you know how in spiritual circles, well, it depends which spiritual circle, because you've got on the one extreme, you've got the non-duality folks who are basically like everything is enlightenment, there's only one thing, you can't manifest because basically your ego has no control over anything, right? So that's at the one side. All the way to the other side, which is the law of attraction folks, that is like you can manifest your life and you can basically do a vision board and then everything happens. And there is kind of truth to both. You know what I mean? And I think walking the path whereby you respect your intention around things, at the same time, realizing that exactly like Debbie said, you have to have your ducks in a row. And those ducks are energetic ducks, right? It's not kind of like making sure that you're doing all the rituals right and you're, you know, praying to the moon and you, if that works for you, great, but it's not really about the physicality of what we're doing. It's more about the energetics of what we're doing. And I am thinking more back into the day where I was into the law of attraction secret, like a secret style, you know, where it's all just kind of like, you know, do your vision boards and you kind of will. It's like you bring your will into it somehow. So it energetically, it feels grabby. You know what I mean? It feels kind of, it's be like you walking around going, oh, I really need a bike. I really need a bike. I really need a bike. But it's a different kind of energy of grasping because you are lacking. And my feeling is there's a really important touch point whereby if you're coming from a place of lacking something or fear, then that's not having your ducks in a row. You know what I mean? So it's almost like getting the spiritual body or the spiritual energetics in a really good place so that there is no wanting. Then you know, the bike comes and then there's this recognition of, oh, yeah, that's helpful. That's useful. So it's almost like when your ducks are in a row, there's a rightness about wanting a bike. Right? We'll use the bike analogy because it's quite a good one, but it's nice and simple. So there's a kind of rightness because your ducks are all in a row. So you're poodling along and the universe is kind of poodling along with you and going, oh, the bike's the next thing. And then the bike comes along. And then you just know. But whether or not you're like, who is this choosing? Who is the person? What is the entity that's choosing? And I think that can be really interesting to let go because I think the grabby chooser is the ego, right? Which is just grabbing at everything. So therefore, it's like makes no difference. But the ducks in a row chooser is that universal source or flow that is expressing through you. Let's play around with the ducks in the row feeling because I think honestly that's part of the secret is realizing when the chooser is egoic and when the chooser is actually source energy, right? I think once we establish more comfort around what's what, then it becomes much easier to see what's operating. Not all the time, like we're not going to catch it all the time, right? But I think we get a little bit more adept at that subtleness of where am I sitting right now? Am I in alignment? As we keep on talking about this, it's like, am I in alignment or am I a little bit kind of a bit grabby at the moment? So let's jump in and see where we are. Feet on the floor. Just starting to come into your inner awareness. Hands in Gassho prayer pose. Start off with a Reiki attunement. Just starting to take a couple of breaths. And opening the thousand-petaled lotus on the top of our crown chakra. Inviting the Reiki attunement down into our heart center. Also down into the hands. And then whenever you're ready, bringing your hands onto your laps or torso or wherever it feels comfortable. And with every breath, you're just relaxing the body, doing a quick scan, make sure everything's nice and relaxed and as open as possible. So relaxing into the eyes, the eyelids, the cheeks, the jaw. Next, exhale, relaxing down through the shoulders, the arms, the hands, the fingers. And then watching the breath in the chest. Seeing if you can get it down into the belly. And with every exhale, just relaxing all the way down through the torso. Noticing the buttocks and the hips on the chair. All the way down through the legs into the feet. And just noticing the soles of the feet nice and anchored on the floor. And then just coming into an awareness of your own resourcing. And all that means is just checking in on your aura. Breathing in energy, Reiki, light, love, whatever feels resonant, filling yourself up first. And you don't have to imagine your body or your aura or your space. It's almost like a backward step into your being. So letting go, if you can, of any images that you might have of your body. And just noticing the sensations without giving them location. So for example, you might notice your hands are tingling, but rather than move down into your imagined hands, if your eyes are closed, they are imagined because you can't see them. And just focus on the sensations themselves, making them non-geographical, non-locational. Just the sensation. Just experimenting with this, if it's possible. Just to feel the sensation without putting any labels. Or you might notice the breath. And instead of labeling the breath in the belly or the chest, inhale, exhale, instead of using words to describe the breath, simply notice the sensations. What are the sensations of inhale? And the same with the exhale. What does that mean? You might notice that this sensation of breathing is simply a happening. We might label it my breathing, my inhale.
But essentially, it's simply a happening of sensations. And we are simply aware of this. And in this space, you might notice thoughts coming and going. And with those thoughts, you might notice contractions that happen, tightness, or you might notice expansion. Every thought has a certain energy to it. And in this stillness, you might notice that the awareness or presence that is noticing all of this is quite neutral. It doesn't need to move anywhere. It feels still and calm. You might notice the attention goes into a certain sensation, into a certain thought. And just seeing every time that happens, if you can just allow your attention to be a bit looser, taking in everything, sensations, sounds, thoughts, the breath. Just seeing everything as a coming and a going. And if you can, bringing that attention deeper and deeper inside of you. Again, not to a particular location. Just seeing if you can notice that awareness without the distractions. And simply resting as that. From this deep place of stillness, Might play around with intention. Even the simple question of what does this source energy, what does it want from me? You could play around with a curiosity or lightness. What would be fun to manifest in 2025? With the phrase, wouldn't it be nice if? Wouldn't it be fun if? And noticing the quality of the energy as you play with these wordings. Just noticing that deep sense of okayness, contentment. That beautiful non-judgmental quality, pure love. It's almost as if our intentions are simply playful. Nothing too difficult or serious. And Almost permission to experience life exactly as we wish. Fast or slow. Busy or relaxed. And then just starting to become aware of your own boundaries, your own body, sitting in the chair. Staying connected with this wider awareness. Just starting to wiggle your fingers and toes. And whenever you're ready, opening your eyes.